Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Barry Horsley. He's the Director of IT and Maintenance for Carbon County, and Courtney Cox. She is the HR Assistant for Carbon County. And we're going to be talking about the county fair. And you're like, well, why are they talking about it? That's a great story, and we're going to talk about that as well. It's amazing what people will do when they see something that needs to be taken care of in our area. Once again, the county fair is coming back August 10th through the 12th. First time in 4 years. And we're going to kind of give you the whole story of it here. Barry and Courtney, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having us, Dave.
And so let's start off, actually, Courtney, let's start off talking with you. As I said, this is the first fair in 4 years.
That's right.
And kind of let everybody know, because it's a great story. Tell me how this all came about.
This really came about because a group of us got together and talked about how we wanted to see the fair come back to Carbon County. And by a group of us, you know, it's not only county employees, but people in our community came together and sat down at a table one day and said, what do we need to do? We have a beautiful facility. We have a lot of amenities that we can offer here and a lot of space that we can utilize. And how can we use that to its potential to bring back a fair, hopefully better than what we've had before? That's our goal, you know?
And Barry, before we came on, we were talking about the fact that it's, you know, people are slowly starting to get out back outside again and get kind of into the groove of things. So a great theme this year for the county fair. And what is it?
Yeah, so we're having the county fair, and it's the theme of it is called Back in the Saddle. And this derived after many years of absence of the county fair. The last county fair we had was back in 2019. Due to COVID and things, the world kind of shut down the group efforts. And so we're trying to bring some of those back. And like Courtney said, this group of us put together some ideas on how to bring back the fair and get people outdoors again.
And you've got plenty of great ideas. You said it's amazing how many you wish you had time to go through all the ideas that you had.
Truly.
But, you know, like I said, you never know what somebody's going to do until you ask. So we'll keep more and we'll talk more about that coming up. But let's talk about the fair itself. Everything, and you two decide how you want to roll with this one. Everything kicks off on August 10th.
Yeah. So what we've done is we've partnered with Price City. They have a great activity going through the summer with Culture Connection. And what we've done is we've partnered them for the last day of their Culture Connection, and we're moving it to the fairgrounds for the county fair. And Charlie Jenkins is going to join us at the amphitheater out there. So it'll be an outdoor concert in the amphitheater behind the event center. And along with that, there's going to be a cornhole tournament going on at the same time.
And Charlie Jenkins is a great artist. I believe he's from over in the basin. So, you know, Price in this area is kind of relatively, he knows a lot about the area. He's been here quite a few times. And we're going to get him on and talk more about the concert the closer that day gets. But that's just the first day. Right. And that's really just the evening, right, you said?
Right. That'll start at 7 p.m.
All right. And then let's kick off with what's going on Friday the 11th.
So Friday is when we're going to be opening our exhibits. We're going to have the open showcase in the event center. We're going to have a quilt show in the senior center. Also, along with that, will be the 4-H entrepreneurial showcase, which will take place in the senior center as well. We'll have an animal barn over in our indoor arena. And then we're going to start having some entertainment throughout the day. We're going to have the Hypnohick. Hypnohick is going to be here that afternoon at 3 o'clock. He's going to start with a kid show in the amphitheater. And then at 5 o'clock, he will move on to the adult show, which will be family friendly. Everybody is invited to attend. Go ahead, Barry.
And for the evening, we're bringing in a group called the Utah's Mounted Thunder. And what they do is they ride on horseback going through the arena, and they shoot balloons in competition four times, and they have penalties involved. It's a great show. They put on a great show. They get audience participation involved. We're looking at bringing in locals to perform and compete on their own level and have a lot of fun with the audience.
And these guys are amazing. They've been out in Emory County a couple times in the past few years, and they're just a really cool group. And then the other thing that sounds really fun at night the RC group is going to put on a show out at the airport. Is that right?
Yeah. So Desert Wings is our local RC group. They've kind of been a staple at the fair for a long time. They've done some day shows, and they have a day show planned for Saturday. But Friday night, they're actually planning a night show. And so they're going to do some night flights. They light up their aircrafts. They perform some acrobatics, and they put on a really great show. It's going to be fun to see.
And that'll be a lot of fun. But don't get too excited, because Saturday is jam-packed. And so, let's start with that one.
So Saturday, we're starting early in the morning. We're going to start at 7 a.m. The RC Air Show and Fun Fly will start at 7 a.m. along with morning yoga on the softball field. So whoever would like to participate in morning yoga, feel free. We'd love to have you there. We're also going to have a 5K fun run on Saturday morning. That will also begin at 7 a.m. And they can get on our website, which we'll talk about in a little bit, to register if they would like to participate in the 5K.
Yeah, also what's going to be coming in that day is Finish Line Promotions will be bringing in a motocross race. So there's going to be a lot of activity at the motocross track. Racers from all over the state will be there participating in that motocross race. And then also at 10 a.m., we're going to have a escort of local and visitor car show enthusiasts. They're going to start at Sutherland's and travel to the fairgrounds, where they will be there for a car show on the soccer field. The soccer field will provide a great place for them to display their cars, and we've got locals that are involving many people throughout the state to bring some additional things that people haven't seen before.
And I think the important thing is the car show is actually kind of a quasi-fundraiser. And so let's talk about that for just a second.
So really, this kind of started, too, with the idea that in bringing in the fair, we wanted to be able to give back a little bit to our community. And one of the ways that we're doing that is our car show, which is actually called the Cause for Paws Car Show. Participants are not going to pay a monetary registration fee for the car show. Instead, we're asking that they donate a bag of either dog or cat food to the animal shelter. And then in addition to that, there's other needed items like slow feeders, watering bowls, toys, things of that nature, that if they would like to donate in addition to, they can. But all of it is going to the Carbon County Animal Shelter.
And that's, once you, like you said, that's called the Cause for Paws. Everything that they raise there is going to benefit the Carbon County Animal Shelter.
Correct.
As well.
Yep.
And then you can't have a fair without a rodeo.
That's correct. So on Saturday evening, starting at 6:30, we are going to have the Castle Country Rodeo pre-show, and then at 7 o'clock, the main event will begin. So we're really excited to bring in the rodeo. It also kind of ties in with our back in the saddle theme as well.
And the other thing, you know, like you said, throughout Friday and Saturday, you're going to have the quilt show. You'll have the 4-H livestock show and the table. You can go through and judge those and look at those. They'll be judged, I mean, and you can go look at those and everything. Because as we said, the one thing about a county fair is to get everybody ready for the state fair.
Correct.
At the end of the day, that's what it's all about. So all of those exhibits are going to be there. It sounds like you guys have a lot of great things lined up. And the other thing you were talking about is you want to have a kids' corner, but you're looking for interested parties to maybe put things together that kids could do to keep them kind of occupied during the day.
Yeah, so we have a set of bouncy houses and activities already scheduled for the kids. The CJC and Family Support Centers they're going to have some activities for the kids, all free to the kids, of course. But if local businesses have some ideas to bring out some more things for the kids, we'd ask them to contact Carbon Recreation, 636-3702, and get with them to find out what else we can offer for those kids as well.
And then earlier, Courtney, you had mentioned the website, which is carbonutahfair.com, correct?
Correct.
And everything is going to be on there. Even
right.
If you're looking to maybe for exhibitors or vendors or booths or anything, it'll
right.
all be there.
Right. So if people are interested, whether they want to show an exhibit in the open class exhibits, if they have an animal that they would like to bring into the animal exhibit in the indoor arena, they can get on our website and they can register there. The links for all of the registrations are there. The car show, I think we can direct them to the 5K registration if they're interested in participating. participating in that. So really, that is going to be your hub for everything fair-related. We'll also have the schedule on there as well. You know, participants as far as like Finish Line Productions, who's putting on the motocross race, all the information for the fair you can find there.
Going to be a lot of fun. Sounds like, Barry, you got one thing you wanted to add.
Yeah, one thing we really want to bring out is our sponsors, our partners. Castleview Hospital has been a great sponsor for this. Utah State University Extension, Finish Line Promotions, Price City, everybody's been a great partnership in this.
And it's just going to keep continuing to grow. I'm looking forward to where this goes. This year's going to be great. Next year will be even better. As you were saying, we got, you know, you're going to use this year to get plenty of great ideas and kind of move forward with it.
That's our goal. Hopefully every year we can build it bigger and better. And, you know, we'd love to have people's input, things that they would like to see. One of the things that we tried to get this year, for example, was a carnival midway because, you know, who has a county fair and doesn't have rides? But those are things that require a little bit more time to plan than what we had, and we kind of need to see a little bit of growth, and hopefully we can just improve year after year.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Once again, the county fair back in the saddle, going on August 10th through the 12th. Barry and Courtney, thank you so much for coming in and talking today about this. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.